This is a download from the Clinical Audit Support Centre Limited. To find out more, visit www.clinicalauditsupport.com.
Okay, hello. We're here at Central Manchester Foundation Trust today, and I'm here with Joe Coltman and Sam Rowlands. Just going to ask them a little bit about the audit team up here and also about the CALM event that myself and Stephen have been at over the last couple of days. So, first of all, hi Joe.
Hi.
Can you just tell us a little bit more about the audit team up here?
Sure, we've got about 15 people, 7 facilitators. It's basically one for each division. We've recently employed a facilitator as well to deal with NICE guidance audits,
okay.
Infection control, which is a big topic we've had to pull out of one of our divisions. And trust-wide audits, we're doing a lot more trust-wide audits this year, so we've created a new role for that. In addition to that, there's 4 facilitators, four assistants, and myself, a deputy head, and a head of department.
Okay, so quite a big team, but you cover a huge site.
We do, yeah. The site comprises about 4 hospitals, including an eye hospital, a dental hospital, and a children's hospital. And then the other divisions are comprised of in the Manchester Royal Infirmary, which is medicine, surgery, and clinical and scientific services. Sam works in St Mary's, which is a hospital for women and children.
So So now I'd just like to ask Sam a little bit more about the CALM event that's taken place over the 2nd and 3rd of November. How did you go about setting the event up, Sam?
Well, it's been a few months in the making, really. We've advertised quite extensively over the Trust, over all the divisions.
Yeah.
We've put it on the website, on the intranet.
Yeah.
And we've put posters all over the Trust. So basically, it's a call for posters, so we're asking for submission packs, which were found on the intranet, and also we sent out emails to each division. And the divisions have to send back their submission packs with an abstract, PDF version of the post that they're going to submit, and the title, and just a little bit about it. So basically from there, we then kind of worked around that, put a floor plan together, got poster boards ordered, and the rest of it.
And there were a lot of posters. Tell us, how many posters were there?
There was 110 posters this year. I think last year it was 108. So obviously we're looking at it growing year on year.
Yeah.
It has been quite a rush at the end to get all the posters together. But we did prepare quite well for that. We ordered extra poster boards just in case we went over last year's target, which we did by a couple. And we're anticipating even more next year.
It's really impressive. Yeah. I think it's to say, from sort of the events that myself and Stephen have seen, it's been probably one of or the biggest local trust-based event that we've seen. So it's really fabulous. Who else is involved? Is it something that the whole of the audit team are involved in terms of setting up?
Yeah, definitely. We've got, obviously, each facilitator has their own division.
Yeah.
So in a way, we're responsible for just encouraging them to submit the posters. The theme's been around lessons learned and outcomes this year. It's not just the audit department, it's the risk department as well that takes part. So we've had quite a variety of posters.
Yeah.
And some really, really good pieces of work that do demonstrate outcomes and things that have happened in the past year.
Yeah, sort of quality improvement.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that was really nice. I could see audit pieces of work relating to sort of safety and incidents and risk, mm-hmm. and more general quality-based projects. And I think it's nice to see things not just working in isolation. Okay, so CALM's run for about the last 6 years, it's run over 6 times. What are your plans for the future now?
Well, CALM started off in 2004, small events, and it's just grown bigger and more popular each year. So next year, we'd aim to have more posters, more attendance. We're looking to branch out and have different categories. At the minute, we've got lots of different posters, quality, patient safety, clinical audits. We'd look maybe next year to break that down into categories, and just to get more people interested in the event, and more local audits and re-audits that really demonstrate what audit activity there's been in the Trust from 2009 now until 2010 June, hopefully next year.
And you'll keep the same sort of setup, so the day where you have your poster viewing and then you have your day of presentations where people can come along and hear what's going on locally.
Yeah, hopefully we can do the same as this year and have a Trust Clinical Audit Day so that the staff have time devoted to coming to Calm. We'd like to have the posters up for a couple of days so that everybody can get the chance to come and see what's been done in their division and also have a look at what else is going on around the Trust.
Fab. Lovely, thank you. From our perspective at the Clinical Audit Support Centre, it was great to be invited to the Calm Fair, and we must commend the team in Manchester for putting on a fantastic event. We've already heard details of the poster competition, and it really was a treat to see over 100 highly professional posters on audit and risk management generated by One Trust. In terms of the conference part of the event, keynote speaker Danny Keenan delivered an excellent address to start the day. Danny mixed national perspectives with feedback on national clinical audits, and his key messages were: firstly, clinical audit is here to stay. Registration, quality accounts, and the need to provide patients with more detailed information to help them make informed choices have all combined to push clinical audit up the agenda. Secondly, clinicians need to engage in audit activity more, particularly in light of helping them to meet revalidation requirements. Thirdly and finally, healthcare professionals should also join the National Clinical Audit Forum. Danny was followed by Sarah Corcoran, who gave a local clinical governance update. She reiterated that clinical audit and patient safety are now greater priorities than ever, especially after the publication of the mid-staffs review. Sarah gave a very positive presentation and highlighted numerous local achievements in the last 12 months, including reductions in MRSA, reported compliance against all 44 standards for better health indicators, achievement of NHSLA Level 2, the completion of hundreds of local audit projects, and over 1,000 staff trained in risk management techniques. Sarah concluded that the last 12 months had represented an amazing display of local achievement. The remainder of the morning incorporated a range of presentations, including talks on falls, end-of-life care, and 20 years of clinical governance in dentistry. And so the Calm event was rounded up with the results of the poster competition, and I'm just going to ask Sam to tell us who gained the prizes, please.
Okay, we had three posters that received special commendations. Usually we give prizes to people or posters that have the best name, the best pictures, but we thought special praise should be given to those outstanding posters that maybe didn't reach into the top three. And we had obviously three prizes, main prizes. Third prize went to the nutrition team with what happens with MUST nutrition screening scores.
Okay.
That team was led by Ruth Briley. Second prize went to the transfusion team led by Mary Marsden and Carmel Parker. They did a poster summarising the blood promoting safety and blood transfusion through a working partnership.
Okay.
And the first prize went to a multidisciplinary team led by consultant Ralph McKinn. And that was a collaborative clinical simulation education course pathway, the Northwest Deanery tracheostomy course. So that won first prize.
And do they all get trophies? They all get a trophy,
they
don't
they? Yeah, they get a trophy, a plaque trophy, a glass plaque trophy, which will be in Scotland. And obviously the first prize is a lot bigger. That has to be given back for next year, unfortunately.
Oh.
But the other two get to keep theirs. So,
excellent.
So it's a nice, you know, a nice representation of the work that they've done for the posters.
Fab. So I think it's a big congratulations to the three prize-winning posters. And I think for myself and Stephen, it's a big well done to the clinical audit team up here at Central Manchester for all the hard work that they've put into the event.
This broadcast was recorded on the 4th of November 2009 and is copyrighted to the Clinical Audit Support Centre. Reproduction of this download is prohibited. Rebroadcast of this work is forbidden without the express written consent of the Kent team.